The following program contains names, places, and events that have been anonymized or fictionalized for the purposes of protection and safety. The following program is provided for entertainment purposes only, and any commentary from the hosts are strictly conjecture and should not be held as making any definitive statements about the truth or identity of any particular individuals or circumstances. If you or a loved one are involved in an abusive relationship, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 for support.
Hi.
Good morning. We are here. And that voice is Hi. Not Mackenzie's. It's Molly's, our producer. Mackenzie's on vacation. And don't worry, she's still part of the second part of this interview. If you listened last week, you heard part one. This is a continuation. You guys know how it works. But for the intro and outro, it's just me and Molly.
I'm so excited.
Blame Molly for the two-parter. She's here because we're giving her a public trial. What do you have to say for yourself?
Please forgive me.
y'all, this is such a good story. And we are working really hard with the small resources we have, but we're going to do more and more as we get bigger and bigger. But yeah, a lot of people were so obsessed with Jenna.
As we all
Sorry.
Are. Yeah, same.
Y'all have to follow her on Instagram, TikTok.
We'll put her handle in the show notes so you can have it.
It's also very exciting. It's almost our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, when this episode airs, it will be the week of our 1 year anniversary. 1 year of The Dating Detectives. I know.
April 24th, I think we launched.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Wow. If you've listened since the beginning, or tell us when you started listening.
Yes.
I would love to hear, like, when in the year people found us. Because no matter what, you're part of year number one.
That's true. Even if you started on this episode, year number one, you're here.
You're just making the cut. Aw, but thank you for having this amazing idea.
Oh, thank you for joining me on this adventure. It's been crazy. Thank you to the listeners for listening. This was really a dream come true. I can't believe that we get to help people tell their stories. Every day, my job is to help mostly women tell their stories. And that is truly all I could have ever wanted. Yeah, it's all I could have ever wanted for my life. So thank you guys for making that possible. Another thing, if you are not already subscribed to the Patreon, we're going to have a really exciting Patreon episode this week celebrating 1 year of Dating Detectives. And we're going to have some past guests come on to give us some updates.
Give us some updates.
Not to spoil anything, but we're having our OnlyFans girls come back on. They're going to come on to give us a really crazy fun update that we just love for them. Also they're doing amazing and yeah, crazy stuff.
Crazy
and there's some other guests that are coming back too and just join the Patreon.
Should we do a quick recap of what happened last time? You're here. You've got a mic, girl. Use it.
I have a mic. Okay, Jenna's in Hawaii and she's dating agent Cody Banks and he comes in and says that the FBI has let him know that she's texting her ex.
She's texting her ex.
That's where we are.
Yep. And up until then, they were lovely, except for some weird little things about him. But because he was in the FBI, he could always explain it away. And she was like, Okay, I love you. And well, I don't know if she's told him she loved him, but, you know, she was feeling it.
And then we're going to hear Mackenzie's findings from her investigation.
I know. I love that. That was the other reason we had to do two parts. Guys, we talked to Jenna again this past week in between putting out part one and this past week, like catching up with her, telling her more information.
Yeah.
You'll hear it. Let's get to it. Let's do it. So then you asked when shit hits the fan. It hits the fan with us now. So we are at my place having a movie night. I get so sick all of a sudden. I start feeling so sick to my stomach.
What?
Yes. No. My stomach is hurting so bad to the point where I'm like, I can't watch this movie anymore. We're sitting in our two-person hammock on the lanai. And I'm like, I need to go inside. I need to lay down. I go inside and lay down. He's out there with my roommate and they're watching the movie. Then he comes in like a bat out of hell after the movie is done. He's on fire. He's enraged. And I already have a fire in my stomach. So I'm like, what? Like, I can barely move. I'm like literally so sick. And he was like, Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Yes.
I just got news from the FBI that you're texting your ex.
Our tax dollars better not be going to this asshole.
I give up. I quit.
Stalking that, but also, what? For anyone listening, Mackenzie just had to like get up and do a lap, by the way. Rightfully so.
I just got, well, because he sound, I'm like, okay, well, I wonder how far the shoe is going to drop. Like, holy shit. This is Alice in Wonderland type shoe dropping down this rabbit hole of,
so,
Lord,
here we go. I'm already sick to my fucking stomach, like sick. And then I'm really sick.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm like, the FBI has tapped into my phone. I'm like, what? So let me just backstory here. So remember when my ex left, we decided we were better as friends, right?
Yeah.
So plot twist. We thought he was a good guy. Yeah.
Wait, your ex?
Mm-hmm.
So
no.
It's my ex's birthday. And the last time we talked was when he was in Hawaii. And we decided to be just friends. But because we had this on again, off again relationship, we decided to go no contact for a while, just to give it some space and then talk again in a few months and figure out how we're going to be friends going forward. So ex's birthday is coming up. And I was like, hey, we should probably talk about this. Like, I also want to say happy birthday. So let's talk around your birthday. And then on his birthday, I see this girl posted, happy birthday to my love of my life, my babe, my boo, my shawty, my wife. I'm like,
okay,
clearly this has been going on for more than 2 months.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And he didn't say, oh.
And so when he came to visit me, I told him that I was seeing other people and I told him about Aiden. And he was like really hurt. And he was like, I haven't been dating at all. I thought you and I were like, even though we didn't agree to.
So but he had been.
I'm like, you haven't been dating at all.
A sneaky dogfish. Another
so
one.
So I'm like, of course you have. So I message him and I'm like, we're supposed to be figuring out how to be friends. If you wanted to really maintain this friendship and it was as important to you as it was to me, you needed to tell me you've been seeing someone.
I don't
want to find out from Instagram. Someone who was a huge part of my life for a year, someone I loved, someone who's supposed to be a really good friend of mine for life. I don't want to hear from Instagram that you have a new girlfriend. Like, have the decency of telling me. And like, we're supposed to talk tomorrow. We were supposed to have like our whole talk on how to be friends the next day after his birthday. So I'm like, I was honestly sending cookies to his house for his birthday because I'm like, okay, we're going to start this friendship off like, well. I'm like, the fuck is this?
Also, and then Spy Kids, he decides that he's going to tap your phone. Like, how does he know?
Oh, yeah, what?
So those were the messages, though. It's very clear. It's not like, I miss you, ex-boyfriend. Yeah. It's like, you should have told me. And he responds like, I should have told you and I'm really sorry. This has been a really hard thing for me.
Okay. Sure.
Sure.
And so I said, I just don't think we can be friends, you know, anymore, maybe in the future. And this makes me really sad. And he was like, yeah, same. And that's it.
Okay.
Like, it's clear. Like, I'm not texting my ex to get together.
You're ending it.
So I'm like, okay. Beep, scratch. The FBI told me you're texting your ex. So I'm like, what? And he was like, yeah. So it's part of the job that I need to know who I'm surrounding myself with. And I have to do like background checks and I have to look people up. Like, he always told me this. Like, this is why he was so closed off when he would meet people. He would be like, so I work for the government and that's all you can fucking ask me. He would be so sweet and fun and lively and funny with me. And then around people, he was so like military man, strict, stern, don't talk to me. So he said, since I'm in his life now, he needed to check in on me and do a background check and see who I am. And since I had brought up my ex on date 2, he knew he was in my life. So he put feelers out to the FBI in Utah.
Oh, for the love of, okay.
To check in on my ex and to check in on me and report back to him. And so apparently they reported back to him during our movie night and they said they're still in contact and she's texting him. And I'm freaked the fuck out. I'm like, did you go watch my ex's house? Did you steal my ex's phone? How would you know? Like, how would this happen?
Yeah.
How did the FBI go watch my ex's house? Did the FBI tap into my ex's phone? Like, did they tap into my phone?
I'm
like,
can and can't
what the
do?
Fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm like, what? But then also I'm scared
because I'm like,
I already was a little bit scared when I found your freaking phone chargers with a camera on it, thinking you were watching me. Now I know, like, people are watching me. People are tapped in. I was sick and scared.
And then also, I'm scared about him breaking up with me because he's so upset. I'm texting my ex and I want to be like, well, let me explain to you. Very clear, we're not getting back together. There's nothing going on there. And so I didn't think I had to tell you about it. But do you want to read them? I'm literally like, please, because you'll see that he has another girlfriend and that's what we were talking about and we were trying to be friends. And you know this, you know we were trying to be friends. I've told him everything about him. So I'm more concerned, honestly, in the moment that he's so upset with me. I'm like, I feel like he's going to break up with me.
Right.
So I'm more trying to defend my actions of like why I'm texting my ex and trying to help him understand like the situation.
To how he knows that
you're as opposed
texting.
To what the fuck?
Yeah.
And so he's just so hurt. He was like, no, I don't want to read the text. I'm like, well, you should read them because then you'll realize this isn't a big deal and that like I like you and I haven't been disloyal at all. And he's like, no, I won't read them. I can't believe you're talking to him. Blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm like, are you trying to find a reason to break up with me? Like, this is weird. Cause it's, I was like, this is a non-issue right now. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Just read the fucking text.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a problem. He's like, nope. All I need to know is that you guys still in contact. And I'm also like, okay, controlling freak. So it just turned into, it turned into a fight of like me trying to defend my actions and like trying to keep him dating me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he leaves and goes home and it's like not good. And so I go to my roommate and I'm just like, oh my God. Like, and I tell her the situation. I'm like, he's freaking tapped into my phone. And she was like, Jenna? He closed the window. He closed the movie off your laptop when the movie ended. And he was on your computer for like 20 minutes. And my texts are on my computer.
Your iMac. Oh, the Mac. So he just knew because he saw on your computer.
He knew because he read the text on my computer. So when I'm like, read them. For the love of God, read them. He already had.
Of course.
And so yeah. I'm like, so then why is he making this such a big deal? He knows what these messages are about.
Also, he's lying to you about the whole reason he got it. I guess you can justify that with him not wanting to tell you he snooped.
That's exactly what I did.
Did anybody else used to watch Pretty Little Liars? I feel like this group of listeners has some Pretty Little Liars people. But even if not, I'm obsessed with Shay Mitchell, who was the one that played the lesbian swimmer. What an icon. She has created a lot of products and also has a great social media following. Shay, you can come on anytime. I'm sure you have some dating stories. But she created this line called Base. Base is a travel company with luggage, bags, accessories, so much stuff. I got the Weekender bag. And let me tell you, I'm obsessed. This travel bag is a game-changing bag that you didn't know you needed for your overnight trips, for even longer. I think you could fit more than that. Basically, it takes away all the airport anxiety and all the overpacking anxiety that you have. And if you are like us, you have some of that because we have a lot of shoes, okay? And this bag that I got is like the top half is like a classic zip, awesome carry-on type bag, but it has so much room, all of the best pockets that organize you, and it opens really wide, which I think is important. And then it has a bottom compartment that's separate that is perfect for shoes, for irons, hair dryer, but it's separate. So you're not throwing everything in one bag. They have other stuff too. That's the bag that I'm obsessed with, but they have luggage in multiple sizes. They have accessories. You just will never have to worry if you get Base luggage. And we love a good trip. We love a good travel item. And right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/TDD. I'm going to spell it for you because you might spell it wrong. That's BEIS travel.com/TDD. Go to basetravel.com/TDD for 15% off your first purchase. And thank you, Shay Mitchell. As you guys know, I'm a romantic, and sometimes these stories are tough because it feels like love is not real and romance is dead. This is not true. This is not true. We tell ourselves again and again as we listen. But this is a quick pause to remind you about Dipsy, which is an erotic audio app, but so much more. If you're a romantic like me, after you're done with an episode of The Dating Detectives, you might need to palate cleanse with listening to something on Dipsy. It's an app full of hundreds of short, spicy audio stories. If you're into romance novels, A Court of Thorns and Roses, maybe, Dipsy brings those types of scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes,
very realistic characters that are not cringy. I'm telling you, the first time I listened to Dipsy, which was long before I started the Dating Detectives, before I knew we could even do an ad with them, I was really into Dipsy, both because of like the sexual wellness element, the element of getting in touch with yourself. They have scenarios for any kind of sexual orientation, any kind of gender identity. I'm obsessed with that. They also have fantasy series. You can listen to something about a werewolf, a Greek god, a goddess. They also have wellness things like you can listen to essentially like a podcast type episode about breath work, about self-touch, about questions with your partner. They have exploring BDSM basics, texting basics. Ugh, sexting is hard, y'all. I need a Mad Lib for that. It's just really nice. There's new content every week, so you're not going to get bored. And you can also just listen to your favorite stories over again. It's a modern approach to romance through high quality and captivating audio fiction. We love it. So for listeners of the show, Dipsy's offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/TDD. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/TDD. dipsystories.com/TDD. Why wouldn't you try it? It's just like free sexy stuff for 30 days.
So then once my roommate tells me, oh, he was just going through your text on your computer, I immediately was like relieved because I was like, oh, thank God. The FBI's not tapped into my phone. The FBI's not creeping on my ex. That makes so much more sense. And then since I was so scared that it was like the FBI, I felt like better that it was just him, you know, breaching my privacy and going through my texts, which is just weird.
So now all of a sudden, I'm not worried that, you know, he's going to break up with me or whatever. I'm now pissed that he lied and made me feel like I'm being freaking tapped into and watched and that my ex is involved and that I like put my ex in danger and whatever. I'm so angry. And the next day, we meet up to talk and somehow I say, I know you went through my texts. My roommate told me, I know you did. So just admit it.
I said, listen, I know that you must feel insecure about the situation with my ex. And I'm sorry I've put you in that situation because it was messy, as we all know. And I'm sorry about that. And I would be embarrassed to tell you I went through your phone. So I understand why you're embarrassed to tell me. I would never want to admit that. And so I understand you made up a lie to make yourself look better. I forgive you for going through my phone because of this whole situation. So now just please admit to me that you went through my phone.
Like, I'm not mad about that. Okay? But just tell me. Come clean now. Nope. Literally denied till he died. Like, nope.
It was FBI. What are you talking about? I never went through your text. Never.
Like, yeah, I was on your computer. I was on your computer, but like, no, I wasn't doing that. I work for the FBI. Like, I have connections. I know everything. Just deny, deny, deny. And then somehow manipulated the conversation into like back to what I did wrong and how I'm talking to my ex and not about how he lied about this huge thing. And I just was manipulated and never even asked again about why'd you lie about this?
Because he felt, all of a sudden he made you feel bad. Yeah. And you just felt defense mode.
He's so manipulative. He somehow manipulated me instead of me asking, you know, hey, how'd you find this information? And all the things that were circulating in my head, instead of saying, how did you find this and making him explain, he was like, you're the one in trouble here. I don't need to answer anything here. Like, you need to explain, why are you texting your ex? So instead of me finding out the truth, it was like I was on the chopping block and I needed to explain why I was texting my ex. Even though I was like, hey, I figured out you're lying. Like, I literally caught you in a lie. You went through my computer. It was still that the blame was on me. And the blame was like, well, you were still messaging your ex. So like, you need to explain things.
And it was my responsibility to like save our relationship because I was the one who was texting my ex. And so I just like let that slide and didn't want to accuse him of anything because he's already hurting that I'm messaging my ex and whatever. And I can understand, like, even though he knows the context, I understand, like,
it hurts.
That's annoying. Yeah, that hurts. So it was my job to fix it. And so I try and I try hard because at this point, we're supposed to be moving off island together. And so I'm like, we have plans. We can't break up. My life is literally planned around you now and your FBI Academy and what we're doing next. And also, you're supposed to be moving in with me. For the last few weeks of him being in Hawaii before he was moving off island to go to training, he said his lease was up and he was going to move in with me. And I was so excited because I was going to see what he does every day. We were going to be around each other so much. It was going to be like that one really fun work from home day, like every day. And so I'm like, you're moving in with me. Where are you going to live? Like, we can't break up. And so, wait, let me just explain real quick, because you're probably fucking confused. Why is he going to training if he's already an FBI agent?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, I was waiting
for the confusion. I was like, oh, I didn't explain that.
Well, I also the resume and the cover letter. Yeah. I was like, if he's, why is he?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it all started to be very confusing. So he told me just initially when he got out of the military, that's when he would move off island because he doesn't need to be there. He's only on island for the military right now. And he can go be an FBI agent anywhere. So he gets out of the military and now he's like, now it's my time to go to training. I'm like, bitch, you're already an FBI agent. You told me day one, you're an FBI agent. What do you mean you have to go to training? He said, it was a COVID exception. 2020 was when he applied to be in the FBI. Since he said either, I don't remember, either the academy was closed or he wasn't able to get there because of COVID. So they made a COVID exception and told him that he could learn on the job. So he could act as an FBI agent while in training.
That's not a thing. Carry on.
Yeah.
Not at all. I feel like of all jobs, that's the one that is like the worst possible way to learn on the job. Like you cannot
That's not a thing. Okay.
And take yourself back to 2021 and 2020. You can blame anything on COVID. And it doesn't have to make fucking sense.
No, not at all.
Like nothing made sense during COVID. And that's just it was.
Hindsight's
and
so 2020. I was
like, okay. Exactly.
Especially about 2020.
Mm-hmm. So he's like, I've been training on the job, but now I can go. It's time. The academy's open. It's 2021. The vaccines literally just came out right around this time too. We just got vaccinated. It's all like starting to make sense. And he's like, now I can go to the academy. Finally. I've just been waiting. I've just been learning on the job.
I love Mackenzie's face. His whole thing. I'm glad we're filming this one.
Like, I can't. Like, I just, like, he's just like saying these things out loud all willy-nilly.
In the middle,
this sounds good. We're just going to say this.
We don't want to believe it.
So he's refusing to get back together with me after this whole, I texted my ex and the FBI told me. And I'm just so confused because I'm like, it's really not that big of a deal. Especially that I know you read the messages and you read me being like, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
And he's
pretty clear. Like, I'm not cheating on you. Like, what is this? So I was like, are you purposefully trying to sabotage it? Like, it seems like it. And especially when you're so close to leaving. So before all this happened, I had a plane ticket to go home with him. I was going to meet people in his life, finally. And then he was going to go
academy.
To training and I was going to go back to Hawaii, but I was going to come and visit and eventually move there. You know, we had a whole life plan. So I'm like, I have tickets. Don't ruin my life. Like, I've literally planned my life around you. Like, seriously, this is not a big enough deal for us to stop
dating. Yeah, so like, shut up.
Let's go.
Let's move on.
No, absolutely not. No. So he had one friend who lived on the island. One. Red this flag. Whole time he has told me his friends were either on deployments with the military, on missions with the FBI, or they just lived on the mainland. And that made sense because Hawaii is such a commuter place. People come and they move. People come and they move.
Yeah.
Very normal. Like I had a few friends come and move in the time that I lived there. So I'm like, that makes sense. And my friends just became his friends too because we were always together. So it wasn't that weird. So he says he's going to stay with this one friend and she lives very close to me. So I'm like, I'm going to see him. She.
Good call.
I'm like, I'm going to see him. I don't see him at all. And then I get a text on his last day in Hawaii and it just says beach if you want to say goodbye, period. And we had this spot that we would always go to. I live right on the
beach. I was
going to
say, I feel like there's a few in Hawaii.
So also this text is at 6 a.m. It's a good thing I'm a cock-a-doodle-doo morning person. So I see it and I'm like, all right, straight out of bed, I go to the beach. I see him there and he's like, I'm so sorry. I should have been staying with you. I shouldn't have let this happen. I'm still going home to see my family. I still want you to come with me. I'm going tomorrow. Please come. Here's a book of all the disposable photos I've been taking of you over this whole time that says volume one. So there's going to be more volumes.
Aww.
All the photos of us, a love letter written by Nicholas Sparks himself. And he's just winning me over again. And I never wanted to break up. So I was like, great, let's go. Like, glad you finally came around.
But watch out, like, that is manipulation because now you're like even more grateful for the relationship.
Yep.
Like, he's moving you back and forth a little bit just to make you hold on tighter.
Exactly. He's like training me on like how close we can get. So that brings us to the New Mexico trip.
When we first met, he told me he grew up on a ranch in New Mexico. And so I started calling him my cowboy. He totally leaned in to this persona. He would send me photos of him riding horses when he was younger. And it was like my phone background. I was like, this is so cute. Also, it makes sense because my family comes from farm country. So like my dad grew up on the farm. You know, he didn't know that about me yet, but who knows? He maybe did because I thought this was so cute. I was like, oh, my cowboy. Like my dad literally proposed to my mom in a hay bale. This whole aesthetic of a cowboy is sexy to me. He also was wearing cowboy boots in fucking Hawaii where you wear like flip-flops all the time. You know, like he really leaned into this whole cowboy thing and I loved it. And so he in my phone, he was literally cowboy. I called him that all the time. So then he said he moved to Connecticut for high school. So he grew up in New Mexico, moved to Connecticut for high school. I remember this so well because I grew up abroad. I moved from Germany around the time of high school to Utah. So I related with him so much. I was like, oh, like that is such a hard time to move. Like around the time of high school, that's such a hard time to move. How was that for you? And I remember having this conversation of how he moved to Connecticut in high school. So fast forward, he takes me to New Mexico.
And I'm so excited to meet people in his life.
And we're driving and I'm like, where did you go to school? Like, where's your school? You want to show me your school? He's like, I went to school in Connecticut. I'm like, yeah, for high school. I remember that conversation, but like, where did you go to school? You said you grew up here on a ranch. That's why I call you my cowboy. He's like, no, I didn't. I grew up in Connecticut. I'm like, no. Like, this was the first real, I keep saying that. This is the first lie. This is the first manipulation. It was there the whole effing time. But this was like pure gaslighting. This is the first time that I was like, you're fucking gaslighting me. I remember that. I remember that because I remember how hard it was for me to move to Utah around high school. And I empathized with you that you moved to Connecticut around high school. And he was like, no, I just spent the summers here on the ranch. That's my cousin's ranch. And I'm like, the fuck? I knew this was a lie. And it was just gaslighting me of like, you're remembering it wrong. And I'm like, you're in my phone as cowboy. You're in my phone as cowboy. Why would I call you a cowboy? Like, if you didn't grow up on a ranch here. I look back now and I'm like, why wasn't I like, you're lying. You're lying. I know this is a lie. Like, why didn't I do something about that? But again, the manipulation is just so real. I questioned it. I was like, I know this, but did I remember it wrong? Did he say he was just there in the summers? You know, like you start questioning it, but also our relationship was already so much on the rocks because this was right after the FBI told me you're texting your ex thing and we broke up and we got back together like days before he takes me to New Mexico. And so our relationship is already on the rocks. Like, I don't want to cause any more issues, any more problems. Like, we're trying to rebuild. And so I let things slide because I was like rebuilding and I didn't want things to fail and I didn't want them to feel like they were my fault. And so I didn't want to start a fight with him because that's also just the manipulation. So like I let him get away with so many things because I told you he would break up with me and we'd get back together and he'd break up with me and we'd get back together. And it was like our relationship was always on the rocks. And I feel like he used that as a way for me to not bring up things that I should have because our relationship was always in like the new phase of rebuilding and we should be getting along. And I don't want to call him out for this because that's manipulation.
Yeah.
But just vague about everything in his life. And like, you can't ask me about anything in my life. And all of a sudden now I'm like, you didn't fucking grow up here. Who the fuck are you? Who are you? And so that trip was like 50% a disaster and 50% awesome. Cause I was so happy to have him back. Like, I didn't want to break up,
yeah,
you know? But now this starts our long distance relationship because he's off island. And so he drops me off at the airport and I'm walking away and I turn around to wave bye and like flashback to date one, that look in his eyes, that's there again, but just times 800 amounts of sadness, like an ocean of tears.
Aww.
I turn around and I see just like, it breaks my heart even to think about it today, even though I know it was fucking fake acting. I was like, oh my God. And I like ran back to him, like run out of the airport and hug him. And I'm like, are you okay? And he's just so distraught and just looking at me like he's so in love with me. Like he's so heartbroken. He's like, I'm just going to miss you so much. And I'm like, we've got a plan. I'm coming to the academy. You're coming back to Hawaii. We had this plan of like, he was going to come visit me in Hawaii before the academy started. I was going to move to the academy. I was going to hang out with my friend Julia. I was going to be with him. We have a plan. So I'm like, why are you so sad? As if we're breaking up right now.
Yeah.
I was like, this is very sweet, but like, why? And it's because I didn't know, but it was the last time I would ever see him in my life.
What?
And he knew.
Dun, dun, dun.
When you're busy, eating healthy is so hard. That's why we love Hungry Root. If you're like us, you are busy and eating healthy and grocery shopping and cooking. Whew. Who has the time? Hungry Root. Hungry Root has the time to do it for you. They deliver not only recipes with all the ingredients you need for some really yummy meals that are not hard to make, but you can also do groceries through them. I love Hungry Root, and I'm not just saying that. You take a quiz that gets to know your little personal health goals or what you're interested in eating, and then they build a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you recipe recommendations, but you don't have to stick with it. It's a point system, and every grocery item, every recipe is based on a point system. So you have a certain amount of points and you can swap out items. That's how you do your grocery shopping. You're buying the points and then like, oh, a banana is half a point or something like that. Well, that's probably a bunch of bananas. It's a solid deal with the points. But I got so many good ingredients that it was nice to see it all in front of me also, because I feel like when I'm in the grocery store, it takes me a lot of time. I'm always hungry, so I buy more food than I want. I don't eat all the vegetables. They go bad. And sometimes I throw things in the cart and then I get home and I'm like, what were you thinking you were going to make with this? Because these don't really fit together. Like, you can have this hummus individually. You can eat it with your spoon, but you didn't buy anything to dip in it. I need a little help. And Hungry Root made it really, really easy with the recommendations. I also cooked some stuff based on it. I made some good fajitas. It was really, really yummy. And they gave me everything I needed. No more, no less. And right now, Hungry Root is offering the Dating Detective listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TDD to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TDD. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. I have an update that maybe you know, maybe you don't, but just a quick personal update. I am dating somebody. He's very nice. Except he was like, I am having trouble spending the night at your house because the temperature that you keep your room, I'm very hot and I'm very uncomfortable. And I was like, oh, you know what? My sheets are currently not the Miracle Made ones. So I switched my sheets and now my boyfriend is not going to break up with me. The temperature regulation of Miracle Made sheets are going to do good things for you if you're sleeping with a partner who maybe needs a little bit different of a temperature. This technology is very cool. It's silver infused fabrics and it's inspired by NASA and the technology that they use for like temperature regulating bedding. So you can sleep at the perfect temperature, whether you're a cold sleeper or a hot sleeper, and it adjusts to you. Another great thing about it, it's self-cleaning. So most bed sheets harbor so much bacteria, more than a toilet seat, which is abysmal. And that's leading to acne, your allergies, stuffy nose. That's gross. And
Miracle Made is a self-cleaning antibacterial bedding, so you don't have to, you should still wash it, obviously, but you don't have to wash it as much. 3 times less laundry if you use these. So they have self-cooling properties for a better quality sleep, and it really adjusts to you. Self-cleaning, very comfortable, very soft, great quality, like 5-star hotel vibes. And it's great for your skin, which we love. So you should try them. And John will concur. Mackenzie and her husband have spoken at length about it. Her husband is obsessed, obsessed. Like, he came out and did an ad. But you should go to trymiracle.com/TDD to see for yourself. And try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo TDD at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product. It's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/TDD and use the code TDD to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/TDD to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
So what happened?
I'm like shocked, yeah.
So I go back to Hawaii and he goes traveling around before the academy starts. And the plan was, once the academy starts, I will move to him. But he was waiting on these instructions from the FBI that gave him all this info he needed before we knew when the next step was in this plan. I'm back in Hawaii and he's in Colorado, he's in New Jersey, he's in Alaska, he's traveling a bunch. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But whatever. He says he got a letter from the academy that's gonna tell him like where he's gonna live, how long it's gonna be, all the details like of the guidelines if I can come and stay with him. And he said it's encrypted. And so he can't open it on just his regular laptop. He has to go to like a security laptop, I don't know, a police station, and open this document. So I'm trying to plan my life of when am I going to move to be with you in the academy? When am I going to see you next? And he's like, I'm so sorry, I can't open the document. I can't tell
you
the
Gmail.
Details.
Gmail's not working.
It's encrypted as top secret information of my training freaking syllabus. I'm like, sure, it's not that.
It's just secretive. Like, yeah, like the.
It's the guidelines.
It's the map quest. Yeah. Like, it's just like literally get to day one.
So for like a month, he's being like, I haven't opened it. We can't plan our lives. Like, we're in limbo. And I'm like, okay, well, at least come back and visit me in Hawaii.
So
like,
he's stalling. Okay.
He's stalling. He's stalling and he's also becoming a completely different person, someone I don't know at all. Like, we talked about it. He was just the perfect guy in Hawaii, you know? I mean, except for when he wasn't, which now I realize was fucking all the time. But I was under this love spell and he was getting me gifts all the time and taking me to nice dinners. And he was such a great guy and so safe. And he took care of me and he was like the closest person I had on the island. And he was like my dream boy, I said multiple times. And then all of a sudden we're long distance and his communication has gone to shit. Like, I didn't hear from him so often. Like, I'd be like, hey, just please let me know when you're home tonight. Like, if he was going out, and he'd be like, okay, never hear from him till the next morning. I'd be like, could you shoot me a good night text? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why don't I know anything of where you are, who you're with? Like, why? I can't even get a hold of you. And you're not even like working at this point. You're waiting to go to the academy. So like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And who are you with? And why don't I know anything? And so communication was terrible. And then when we actually would communicate, when he finally would get on the phone with me, he was like mean. And it was so weird. And he would just be picking fights out of absolutely nothing. And then he'd make me feel like they were my fault. Like, I would talk about how I'm willing to move to where he is, to the academy with him, to start this life with him, wherever he's stationed for his first round with the FBI. Like, I'm willing to go there. I'm a traveler. I can do this. And we would talk about how, before he moved, how awesome that will be. Like, if he's stationed somewhere, that can be my home base since I'm a traveler. He can be stationed somewhere. I can live with him there. I can leave all my stuff there. I can still travel the world, like, while he's busy because he has a busy, important job. And I can travel the world and I can come back and I can be with him. And he's stationed somewhere for 2
years or 3 years, whatever it was. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice to have some nice, like, steady, sturdy, safe person to rely on. I can still travel. And he was like, oh, I love this for us. Great plan. Then all of a sudden, we're long distance and I'm talking about, like, my travel plans. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, you're not fucking traveling. Like, if you're going to be with me, you're going to be there and you're going to support my career. And like, just all of a sudden so possessive and so, like, as if traveling was, like, I just brought that up and it hasn't been, like, something that's been a part of me and that we had already talked about. And so he'd be like, I think it's actually okay for you to travel, like 2 weeks of the year. And the rest, like, you're there with me wherever I'm stationed. I was like, 2 weeks of the year, sir? I didn't start my own business to be off your freaking, like, I have to request days off with you. Like, are you my boyfriend or are you my, like, gatekeeper? Like, this is weird. And so he would just go back on, like, everything we would say. He would pick fights. And so we were fighting every single time we were on the phone. And I would do absolutely everything I could to make us not fight. So I put all this compilation of all our happiest videos and photos together. And I sent them to him. And I was like, hey, I know we've been arguing a lot. Long distance is hard. Like, I just put this video together to show you, like, how happy we can be. I know we can get back to this place. And it's so sweet. And it's the sweetest video ever. And somehow he turns around of, like, how dare you even send this to me? Like, you're just trying to make it seem like life is all butterflies and rainbows and, like, picking a fight. So I was like, I can't win here. And I'm like, I feel like you're trying to sabotage our relationship. Like, are you trying to keep me at a distance? Like, are you trying to get me not to move to the academy? Like, why are you trying to break up with me or, like, trying to get me to break up with you?
He used to text me every single morning, yeah, a song every single morning. That always continued. He was, like, turning mean. It was weird. I'm like, I have never seen you be, like, so mean. Why are you so mean to me all of a sudden? And, like, why are you such a shady, like, dude? Why don't I know anything you're doing? And, like, why are you keeping me at such a distance? Like, why can't we plan our future when before you would tell me the fucking benefit package and that I could go to schooling on your benefit package and that I'm going to move with you to the academy? And what's going on?
Yeah. So what'd he say?
So I'm thinking, are you sabotaging our relationship again like you did when I was texting my ex?
Oh, yeah.
Do you not want you're me to move me there? You're pushing me
away because it's so hard.
Because it's so hard because now we're long distance and your heart can't handle it. What's going on? So he says, everything's okay. I'm going to come to Hawaii for your birthday. I've booked us a helicopter tour. Oh, I'll be there. I'm going to take care of your birthday. Yeah, I'm a big birthday girl. I'm a Leo. And he's going to come for my birthday. He says he has the flight. I never see confirmation of this flight, but he tells me what day it's coming. He's coming. And then the, like, days up until my birthday, we are just getting in, like, argument after argument after argument.
Is he starting them? Like, is he picking fights?
Yes.
Yeah.
I literally sent him a photo I saw in a shop. It said, pick pineapples, not fights. Like, so Hawaii. And I sent him a picture. I'm like, can you start picking some fucking pineapples? I'm sick of all these fights. I'm sick of your ass. Like, I'm like, what are we fighting about? Like, yeah, what is this? But of course, he made me feel like they were my fault.
Of course.
100%. I was like, am I, like, out of touch? Have I lost my fucking mind? Like, I'm thinking I'm the one getting angry. I'm the one starting fights. And I'm like, I'm not like this. I'm not like this at all. And so I'm like, it's my fault.
Of course. That's so common.
What's going on? How can I fix this?
This goes on for months?
This goes on for weeks.
Okay.
I definitely held on longer than I should have. I was making the compilations of the rainbows and butterflies and was just like, I want this Hawaii love story back. Like, you know, we can do this. I also believe in myself. And at this point, I didn't know he was lying about everything. And so I just thought, like, oh no, long distance is really getting to us. What's happening? And so, you know, I held on for a while, but then it was a very easy decision because, like, every single call, he was mean. He was being a terrible long-distance partner. I couldn't plan my life how we said because I wasn't sure about where we stood ever. And it just got to the point where I was so annoyed and so sick of him. And then finally, sick of how he was treating me.
And then a few days before my birthday, it's so bad, so bad, so bad. And like I said, I'm like, my birthday's a big deal. Like, I'm not going to let you ruin my motherfucking birthday. I'm like, it's 2 days before my birthday. I'm just fucking done. And I'm done because he's an asshole. And it's not because I think he's lying about anything. It's not because I think he's sketchy.
He's a jerk.
I think he's an asshole. And so surprisingly, like somehow you turn from the best guy in the world to the worst. So I call him and I break up with him and I say, it's because you're an asshole. And so we break up and my friend's working from home with me and they're like out on the lanai watching me like breaking up with him. And then we get off the phone and I'm expecting myself to like crumple and cry because I've been putting so much fucking effort into this.
It's exhausting.
I'm so sad. It ends. I just like throw my phone and I start sprinting to the ocean because I live so close to the beach. Yeah, flex. And I'm just like, I feel like literally like if I had layers on, I'd be like stripping them off.
You're like,
just,
I'm like, free.
I'm free.
It's like a weight lifted.
Freedom.
Really? Like,
oh, it was the weirdest reaction. I did not think I would have this. And I go to the ocean and I get in the water and I just literally, I had my hands like out in a T and I was just head up to the sky feeling the sunshine and I just stood there like this.
Like, you are so
breathing in the sunshine.
This is a movie.
For 20 minutes. Like, I don't know how my arms didn't get tired. I just was like, also after this, all of my stomach issues went away immediately. There were so many times in this relationship, like the first night we were intimate, where I was so sick.
It's just, it was such this reoccurring theme of me getting sick, being in this relationship, and for no reason at all. I could never pinpoint the reason. And I would try to be like, it was food poisoning, or I just have a, and it's like, no, like you were sick to your stomach because it was wrong. And your body was telling you, something is wrong. Something is seriously wrong. Pay attention, pay attention. And my mind was not wrapping around it because it was so manipulated. And so like something in my body was freaking just causing shit to happen because it was like, ah, something is wrong. Something is wrong.
Like when he broke up with me, like I was like throwing up and I was like, oh, I fucking ate something again. Like, no, my body knew this whole time. And now my body was like, freedom. Now I'm in therapy and my therapist has told me so much about like, listen to your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely think this was a sign from my body saying like, get that thing out of you. This is poison.
I had shoulder pain really, really bad. And I was in a fine relationship, but it wasn't right. I thought it was how I was sleeping. I thought it was all these things. It stopped the day after we broke up. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. It's not crazy to me because I absolutely get that.
It's crazy.
And then did you ever talk to him again after that?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
so it lasted 20 minutes.
So I don't hear from him on my birthday. I thought I would at least get a happy birthday, you know?
Criminal.
Yeah. And then I get a text here and there from him, but barely. And just like my life goes on for 6 months. I barely hear from him. I don't want him in my life because at this point, I just think he's a mean guy.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. It was too good to be true like we thought it was.
He showed his true colors. Now I'm done.
Until January of 2022.
Okay.
So we met February 2021.
Yeah.
This is now January 2022.
Together for 6 months, kind of broke up for 6 months, and you started talking again?
Exactly.
What happened?
No. Oh, no. We weren't talking again.
Oh.
He texts me, call, period. Out of the blue. I still think he has this very top secret, dangerous job. And so I'm nervous. I'm like, oh God, is he okay? So I'm about to call him, but I don't need to because he calls me within 2 seconds. I haven't heard from him in 6 months. I answer, I'm like, are you okay? That's literally how I answer because I'm nervous. Because why are you calling me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really loud where he is. And then he's like, yeah, hold on. And then I hear a door shut and he's like, sorry, I just got home. How are you? I'm like,
I'm sorry.
Why are you calling me? And he's like, just like checking in. I'm like, don't.
Yeah.
Don't check in.
Don't.
What do you want? You obviously want something. He's like, yeah. Okay. So I'm going on this top secret special mission.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
And I'm just calling everyone in my phone roll, telling them that you'll never be able to contact me on this number again. I have to lose my phone and lose my number for this mission.
And you're like, good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'd love that.
Good to know. Like, you said you're calling everyone important in your life. Am I still important in your life? Because you're so unimportant to me. Like, why am I important in your life? I don't need to know this.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fucking asshole. Like I said, I'm working on being not too nice. I'm too nice. So I'm like, you're important too. Oh. Be safe. Are you safe? Are you okay? How's training going? Because at this point, trust me, I know this timeline so fucking well because I planned my life around it. He should have been month 3 into training.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how's training going? He said, it was great. I'm on my first assignment. 3 months in.
Oh, you're so the academy was supposed to be.
He told me the academy is supposed to be 6 months.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? You're supposed to be in the academy for 3 more months. I know this because my friend Julia was so excited for me because that's the month I was going to go to the academy and hang out with you and her. I know this
very well.
What I have receipts, you guys know. He's like, well, with COVID.
Oh,
another COVID exception. We did an accelerated program. We worked through all weekends. We worked through all holidays. And we finished in 3 months instead of 6. I'm on my first assignment.
Sure, sure, sure.
I'm like, okay, where are you? And I've started traveling. I'm off island. January 2022. I start my travel year. He says the same state that I'm in. I'm like, oh, so that's why you're calling. I don't know how you would know this because you don't have social media. How have you been seeing I'm posting about this place? He's like, oh, what? You're here too? I had no clue.
Oh, okay.
I had no clue. I'm like, it's a weird coincidence that now we're in the same state again. You're calling me 6 months after we've broken up. You're not in training anymore. Like, you could see me. Are you trying to see me? Like, no, I'm not trying to see you. I'm like, then what the fuck do you want? Stop ruining my life.
Yeah, go away.
Sorry. Ooh. And so
let it out.
I'm like, okay. And now I'm trying to figure out, like, why are you calling? Like, what's going on? Like, this is so weird. Are you stalking me?
I know. I'm worried he's got your location.
And he's like, oh, wait, I gotta go. I gotta go. I'm going back into interrogation. You gotta go right now. Bye. Hangs up.
Wasn't he home? Didn't he say he just got home?
Yes.
Thank you. Because this is where it all fucking clicks for me. And I'm all of a sudden like, no, you're at home. Is it an interrogation over Zoom? Is this a freaking COVID exception interrogation? You liar. So I immediately panic. I called Julia. I'm like, get your mom on the phone who works for the FBI. And I tell Julia everything. And she's like, let me talk with my mom. I'll get back to you. Every single thing he ever talked about, Julia's mom's like, what? No.
That's not a thing.
No.
That's not a thing.
He would not be in interrogation, especially if he's on training.
Yeah.
Also, there's no training on the job with this. You have to go to the academy. Just everything. I barely knew anything, right, at this point. But everything I barely knew was a lie. And so I'm just like spiraling now 6 months after I've even dated this guy. We're no longer dating anymore. This is when I find out you're a liar. And this is why my body was reacting so violently to you all the time. Like,
that's incredible.
I didn't know this was true, but you're a fucking liar. And then I'm like, were you ever in the FBI?
Were you ever in the, what was he in? The
military? Were you ever in the military? Is anything true? Did you ever love me? Like, what was true, what wasn't? And then confirmation comes through his phone that was supposed to be dead and lost. And he had to go through everyone and tell them he was losing his phone for a special mission. I get a text from that phone 2 months later with a song. Just like our beautiful When I Get My Hands on You song. This one's actually called Forget About Georgia. And it's like, I pray I'll forget about Georgia. Like this song about this guy who can't get over this girl named Georgia. I'm obviously Georgia. He can't get over me. He never lost his phone. Here's another fucking song. He's not on any special mission. That was just an excuse to call me. I never responded to the text. And so that just spiraled me on this journey of like, reaching out to the slight amount of friends I know in the government to look him up. And then eventually led me to you looking him up. So.
And
I'm going to look him up.
You're going to look him up? I want to know where all his money came from, too. How is he buying all those expensive things and the apartment? Yeah,
because if that wasn't your job, how were you getting paid so well?
Yeah, what other questions? So Mackenzie's going to go
and look him up. But what are your thoughts right now?
I have so many thoughts. But first of all, where did the money come from? But second, the roommate that he's living with, who lives in the downtown Honolulu, like super nice ass apartment. Like what
his daddy maybe?
What I know. I was sugar like, dad? I want to find out all the things. So I want to see at least if we can.
That's what I meant.
I want to know if this guy was ever FBI.
And that's something that you can find out.
Yes.
Like, and in a way that is more access for a PI than a layman.
I can. Yeah.
Up to this point, this is what I think. I think he wasn't in the FBI ever in Hawaii, but I think he went after Hawaii. I think that's why he left Hawaii. I saw the freaking resume. I think he just was like trying to have something cooler than just being in the military, which I don't know why. It's an honorable thing. And I think he just like played it before he actually enrolled in it. Because to think that like that just never happened and that was just all a lie, I can't even fathom. I can't even wrap my head around it. So I'm like, and like, you'll be caught, right? You'll be caught. So you had to have gone on and done it after Hawaii. That's what I've thought up to this point.
We'll find out.
I'm going to find out.
Let's find out. Ah!
Oh.
Welcome back. It's 2 weeks later. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, guys. I love you.
We love you.
Jenna, it's so good to see you. Oh, boy. Are you ready to hear these findings? Like,
yes. I've been waiting for years. Let's go.
Yeah. I've been waiting. Okay, so I did a little bit of digging on Agent Cody Banks. So let's start with the things that were not a lie, okay? So this fella definitely was in the military. I could not get confirmation on his discharge date or the circumstances around the discharge, but he did serve in the military and he did deployments around the world. So that's
Hawaii.
A start. Like he was not lying about that. So fine. Everything else he said about his job slash life was not true. So those details are, first of all, he was never in the FBI, not even once, Agent Cody Banks. He never did FBI training. He wasn't in the FBI after you dated. This fellow was never, ever in the FBI, never had anything to do with the FBI, nothing.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm just letting that sink in. I cannot believe that. Where did he get his money from then?
That is a really great question. This one gave me some trouble while investigating because there's no employment information on him, and that's really not common.
He has no employers, no employment that I can find, and I don't know this for sure, but it appears that he is unemployed currently,
and I was able to find that he does come from a very wealthy family, so I can't say for sure what he's doing for money, but I think we can all draw our own conclusions.
He was in the military, like maybe some kind of, I don't know, maybe he got discharged and got some money or something. I have no idea, but he's not employed.
Wait, do you know when he got out of the military?
Nope. They keep that stuff kind of locked up tight. I did my best. I called my guy. I got a guy and my guy couldn't help.
Well, I also have become a little FBI agent myself and have been looking into this. And
good for you.
Yeah. So hire me as your assistant PI whenever you need me. I was talking to one of my friends from Hawaii who is in the military, and I was telling him about this freaking crazy story. And so he was like, I actually can look him up. You should have told me while you lived here. And I was like, okay, do it immediately. Let's go. And so he is in the U.S. intelligence community. He's also in the military. And so he looked him up in his database system where he should show up. He showed up for the military, but he got out in 2020. So him and I met February of 2021.
And he was telling you that he couldn't see you every day because he was working in the military, working in the FBI.
Yeah. Remember when he knocked over my cactus at 6 a.m. because he had to go to work?
Yes, he had to go to work. Very important. Jenna, do you have any ideas now? Obviously, then you didn't suspect anything. But what do you think he did all day? Like, do you have any thoughts? Do you think he was with other women? Do you think
he was stalking me all day,
you?
Probably. Like,
yeah.
What were you doing? What were you doing? Probably watching me on your little cameras you set up.
Where was he going? Ew.
It's so weird because I'm like, I worked at home, you know, and he had that one work at home day with me. I'm like, you could have been hanging out with me all day, but instead you like made up some lie and did God knows what all the time. And like,
yeah,
like 6 a.m. he's out the door. He's like, I have to stick to a very strict schedule. Like, blah, 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 I have such an important job. You fucking weirdo. I've said the word weirdo thinking about him, I'm like, you're weird. That's fucking weird. I feel weird. But the whole job history thing is what blows my mind the most because, like,
to not.
Where'd he get the money to do all the
and
things?
And where'd you get the money? Which I think obviously has to come from his dad. Yeah. But strap the fuck in again, because FBI Jenna Jean found out some more. So when I started posting about this on TikTok and I had this girl reach out to me and she was like, hey, I need to know, like, is this Agent Cody Banks? Because if so, I'm currently dating this man.
And what happened?
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, that's really unfortunate for you to find out about your current boyfriend from a TikTok.
Yeah, but thank God she did.
Yeah. Thank God TikTok algorithm working for us. So I'm like, okay, is he telling you he works in the FBI? And she said, yes. I said, have you ever questioned that before? And she said, I never questioned it until I heard your story. I said, do you have proof? And she said, I thought I had all the proof I needed. They had been dating for a year at that point when she reached out to me. So for one year, he had convinced this girl the same lies that he was in the FBI. And so he's doing this thing with everybody. So
he
it's
had a
weird
script
kink
from you.
Of like wanting to be an FBI dude. Yeah, he knew how to get away with it.
Yeah,
from me,
just role play like a normal person.
Just, yeah, be a fucking normal person.
He's chasing the uniform chasers.
Like,
it's weird.
Yeah, be a normal person, because if I met you in Hawaii in 2021, you just got out of the military the previous year. You could have said, I just got out of the military. Like, I'm taking a year off. I'm enjoying Hawaii. I'd been like, great. You know how fun that would have been? We could have spent a lot more time together and it would have all been in honesty.
You know, his whole weird stuff about like parking the car reverse and leaving the key in the ignition. Do we think that that's was
he wanted to sound cool.
I feel like
that's
he was
like freaking
what would a
true like cops.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel
Netflix.
Like he thought that the character would do that. So he did that, which is not what that character would do.
That's from like the first 48 or something.
It's so weird. Wait, so keep telling us about this girlfriend.
Yeah. So I'm like, let me help you. I told on my TikTok everything she would need to know. And I said, I was being 100% truthful, girl. This person is a manipulator. He's a liar. He's pretending. Like, he is not in the FBI. At this point, I had no Mackenzie proof, but I was like, I just fucking know
there's
it.
No way.
Like, I know it in my body. Mm-hmm. I know it in my bones. Like,
yep.
There's no way. This person's a liar. But then I'm still like, well, she's been with him for a year and he's still saying these same things a year after. I'm like, maybe he is. So I started thinking, maybe he wasn't with me in Hawaii, but then he went on afterwards, went to Pennsylvania, did the whole academy, and now he is in the FBI and he's with this girl and he's telling the truth with her. And I thought, you know what? He just said it to me before because he was like in this weird in-between stage of military going into the FBI and he wanted to seem like he wasn't jobless. And so he said, I'm in the FBI.
Even if that's true, I would want to know that he did that to an ex.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. Regardless, I'm like, run for the hills. Run for the hills, girl. Like, I was just like,
yes,
girl,
yes.
Run. And if you need help, I am here for you. And so we follow each other on Instagram. And she was like, this is so much for me to process. Like, I can't, you know, talk to you anymore. Like, let me think about this. And I said, anytime you need me, reach out, please. You know, I'm here. And then a month later, I see her post a picture of him on her story.
No,
not my circus, not my monkeys.
That's exactly
and you
what
know
I had to
he
say
probably
like,
got to her. He probably she probably confronted
no,
him
exactly.
And he was like, Jenna was a liar.
Ugh. Yeah, he's probably like, Jenna's a storyteller. Jenna's a TikToker. I don't blame her whatsoever because I mean I fell for it for 6 months too. He's convincing. Mm-hmm.
He's great.
That makes me so mad, though.
I hope she listens to this. And we're here for you, girl. And it's not your fault. He's very good at what he does. But GTFO.
Yeah. I'm here for you.
Yeah, GTFO.
Is there anything else, Mackenzie, that you discovered that was interesting? Or Jenna, any responses to anything that we haven't talked about?
Well, I mean, I guess I have a question for Mackenzie. So he wasn't in the FBI. He doesn't have any job history, right?
Like, what do you think he was doing? Because so many people are like, he was married, girl. I'm like, he could have been. He could have been.
It's possible he was dating someone else. But in my investigation, I was able to confirm that he wasn't living with anyone else and he's never been married.
Okay, good to know.
Good to
know. He wasn't married. But it makes me wonder if like you were the only person he was talking to or if he was using his going to work as like he was with another girl and he was like having this fantasy with her also.
Yeah, I mean, they would have had maybe to been staying behind closed doors, though, because I swear to God, I would have seen them. It's such a small island.
I feel like that's harder. Now I'm like, I don't know that I think he had other girlfriends. Obviously, who the hell knows? But the way he liked the intensity of your relationship and the pace of your relationship makes me feel like there was an element of it to him that was real. Like, he wanted that intensity, that possessive connection with you. And maybe he wants that with more than one person, but I could see him, like you said, really stalking you, like, during the day and just fixating on you and making it his mission to
convince or you. he could have had someone else and he was just watching me and knew when I wasn't out.
Yeah, that too.
Clearly this guy's got issues. Like, nobody tells lies with that level of confidence without there being some kind of issue going on where he wants to pretend to be that to impress you and these other girls and, you know, to kind of feel like he's good enough.
Get that validation from somewhere.
And especially if he has no job and we're assuming he's living off daddy's money, like, that's that would hurt your feelings a bit as a grown ass adult. Like, I have to live off my dad's money because for some fucking reason I can't get a job, even though I was in the military and I'm a respected person and that's a respected profession. And now I'm doing fucking nothing. Yeah, you would make something up where you'll get a reaction from girls like, oh my God, okay, Agent Cody Banks, this is sick. You know, like, as much like, as I was making so fun of him, I was like, this is cool. And like, I'm interested in you and this is unique and you're important and you wear suits.
It was validating.
Snapchat me and you make a ton of money and you have these big benefits and I should want to marry you to get all these benefits and like, you can retire at 40. Wow, you've got your life figured out, bro.
And you two are now just collateral damage of his issues where he's just trying to get this validation and doesn't give a obviously about the girls that he's manipulating on the along the way.
It's so true. Like, I've always just been like, you're fucking weird. You're a weird dude. But like, now I'm like, there's a lot of issues here. And yeah, if you really break it down, like, why are you doing this to people? It's quite sad. I actually feel bad for him. I feel sorry for you that you feel like you have to lie about your life to be loved.
I feel like this is definitely a case where this guy wanted to feel, he wanted to feel that omnipotence. He wanted to feel like he was like so cool. And like, he was like, look at me, like I'm a cop and I'm like, I do all this stuff, I'm FBI. And to him, that's a powerful place to be. To others, it might not be, but to him, for some reason, that made him powerful. And so he needed that power. It was that power. It was that.
And like important, you know, like the important job of like, I can't tell you what it is. It's top secret. I'm so important. Like,
I'm your protector. Yes. You need me.
And also, but also another thought that I had was, if he's in the FBI and he's military, he can keep everything top secret, squirrel. So if you say, where were you? He can say, oh, it's work. And you'd be like, oh, it's just work. It's fine. Like, I get it. You know, so he's using this. Like, if he says, oh, I work at, you know, like McDonald's, you can be like, oh, I didn't see you work there. I went to go get some fries and you weren't there. Like, you can never confirm. You can never deny. You can never verify, like, nothing. It's just like, oh, maybe it was secret, whatever I could, you know. And that's one reason I feel like he used that. But he overplayed it a lot. He overplayed his hand, I think.
He's a method actor.
It's the perfect alibi. Exactly. That's probably why he's gotten away with it for another year with a new girl. Like, it is literally the perfect alibi.
Along with that is, if he's law enforcement, you trust him. He's a cop. I trust him. He's in the FBI. Like, I trust him. He's one of the good guys.
But I do think this is a hard question. Do you feel like some of it was real? Like, do you feel like his feelings for you were real?
I think some of them had to have been, right, Jenna?
I mean, look at me, ladies. Of course he was in love with me.
Of course.
I'm in love with you, so that tracks.
Yeah. You know what? I love me, so I don't give a fuck if this man loved me or not. But like, so
preach, girl.
Let me explain. Like, remember on our first date when he looked at me while I was washing the mud off my legs, and I was like, in my diary, that is what love at first sight looks like.
We will never forget that.
This man was in love with me. This man is in love with me. I've never, like, he should be an actor. Bro, you don't have a job? Go to Hollywood, sign up, start auditioning, because you're a fucking actor.
plenty of immoral people in this industry. Come on down.
I think he was acting because there's no way. I mean, okay, yeah, sure. There's maybe love at first sight, and maybe someone would have love at first sight for me because I'm fucking awesome. But I do not think he did, because he was just, I mean, from the first question, he said, I'm in the FBI. Like, our relationship started off with a lie. So sure as hell, your feelings were all a lie too. Like, I don't believe a single thing. Like, yeah, I think you chose me and you probably liked me, but you wouldn't treat people like that if you knew what love was. So you don't even know what love is. So obviously you didn't love me, because that doesn't exist for you. Someone like you who does this to people, like, you don't know what love is. I think it was all acting. I mean, from the beginning, acting of literally playing Agent Cody Banks. Like, he's actually being an actor. He's playing a spy kid. Like,
and then using songs to express feelings is beautiful, but also kind of
emotional manipulation.
Like a move. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate that it happened to you, but you're the best storyteller and the most confident, brilliant, badass, and everybody's obsessed with you.
I love that it happened to me.
Yeah.
I love that it happened to me. I have just been connected with so many other survivors of toxic, manipulative, abusive relationships through this story. And I'm so thankful to have met all these other strong women. I think this has made me a stronger person. I know that this story has helped other people. So,
oh, 100%.
I'm happy. Like, I'm great. Like, this all happened for a reason. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
And I hope that this story can help other women avoid getting into these relationships. Because, yeah, would I have loved to avoid this relationship? Abso-fucking-lutely. But like I said, it happened, and I love that it happened, and I believe everything happens for a reason, and I think this will help other people from getting into these kinds of situations. So, great.
I gotta say, Jenna, I'm so grateful for you sharing your story and being so confident in it, because like you said, there are other women who, they listen to these stories and they go, oh my gosh, that is exactly what's happening to me. Or in some of these cases, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm dating the same guy. Or, oh my gosh. And they come to these realizations. They're like, this girl went through what? I can get through this if she can get through that. And that's why there's a lot of female empowerment here, is because these women are kind of sharing stories and they're connecting with other women.
We do want to hear from more men, though, because this really is just a human experience. So
if you are a dude or know a dude that would like to come on the show, we would love to hear his story as well. But thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having the podcast to give these women a voice. You know, they need that voice. Like, these people have taken so much from them and probably have made them feel like it's their fault, or make them like, you will, because I know this, you will start to think like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Why did I stay in this relationship? How could I have gotten in this relationship? Like, why did I attract this person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we need platforms like this where we have this voice, where you can show the other side of it, of like, no, I love myself. I'm strong. Like, I came out of this. I went through this. I'm a survivor of this.
It can happen to anyone.
It can happen to anyone. Do not feel bad if it happens to you. It can happen to anyone. Do not feel bad if it happens to you.
Not your fault.
Replay, replay,
your fault.
Replay, replay. Not your fault. Not your fault. Not your fault.
Yep.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let's hug. Group hug.
I love you. I really do. So thank you so much. I'm just going to ask for an update now of your dating life. How are you doing? If you care to share.
I love talking about it. Yeah, after we broke up, I didn't date purposefully for a year. Like, I took a whole year off, like, with my therapist.
You dated
yourself. I called it my solo dating year. I dated myself. Which was the best thing I could have ever done for myself. And I suggest that if you are getting out of a manipulative relationship, just really love yourself.
Take yourself out to dinner. Romanticize your life.
Buy yourself
I
the
love
lobster
it.
And the steak,
yes.
baby. Yeah, I started dating again. That's the thing. And so many people ask me, like, oh, are you just, you know, like, jaded? And do you not trust people? And are you Googling them after your first date? And, like, when the first person asked me that, I was like, oh shit, no. Should I be? You know, I was like, I somehow, what I've done is separate him from dating, because I'm like, you were a weirdo. That was like a one-off thing. You are not the majority. You are the like exception. Like that's so rare to happen. So I don't want you being a fucking weirdo with your unprocessed trauma that you're dumping onto me to make me a fucking weirdo with unprocessed trauma that I'm dumping onto other people. Like, I don't want to be on a first date with someone. Like, my last first date was a professional athlete. And, like, imagine I'm like, oh, yeah, show me the roster. You know, like, I didn't need to look him
pet
up. It's on his Instagram because he has social media. Like, you know, most right. normal people have social media.
Trust but verify.
And he's over there, you know, doing the whole thing. Hot also. Yeah. Let's fucking go. Jenna's back in the dating scene.
Send us everybody.
Wait, is this the one that kissed you? I saw a video you posted of a kiss.
Oh my God, yes. In the
guys,
elevator.
You have to see that. I'm putting it on our story. It's so crazy.
I want to know what your elevator pitch was to get that kiss. I like it.
Wow. I'm going red right now because
I know you're blushing
at this.
She likes him. Okay, so you have to send us the video because it's cute. And also,
she wants to kiss him.
She wants to
make love.
What is that, Miss Congeniality?
I want to bang him like a spring or a hurricane.
Yes! You got to send us his Instagram so we can see that he's hot. And also so Mackenzie can just like do a little double check.
Do some stalking.
Just a little yes. bit.
I will be messaging Mackenzie every time I start dating a new person.
Send it over.
Just a little bit.
Oh my God.
But so I funny. Love that.
Like just do a little bit of research, okay? But it's you don't fine. Need to lose trust, you know?
The right person understands okay. when we have to do a little research and doesn't have anything to hide. So they're like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, this guy sounds like he'd probably like it. He'd be like, yeah, check my stats.
Yeah. Look how far I jumped.
You can actually be proud of them. Oh.
Ooh.
I love it.
Burn.
Shots fired.
Thank you. Thank you a million times for telling your story and being our friend. Your energy is just infectious.
Thank you so, so much, Jenna, for being here. We are so grateful for you sharing your story. And so it's you have no idea how you could impact someone else. So thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you. I love you guys so much. Thank you for helping me get my power back. Thank you for helping me realize my femme tuition. Thank you for this just brilliant girl energy and for helping me share
this.
Yeah,
and if you get this feeling in your gut where you have to poop, either you actually really have to poop and also that could also be your femme tuition.
Yeah, it's just worth checking in.
Trust it. Trust your gut.
I love the ending. Aw, I love how we ended that. I love Jenna and how empowering she is. And I hope other people feel that way too. I love how much she emphasized that it's not her fault and it's not about her. It's so much more about the dogfish.
And also that she is not happy that it happened to her, but like everything happens for a reason. And she got to share her story, not just on this platform, but on her own platform and help so many other women. And I mean, coming out of something like this,
that's how I feel about all of this.
Like finding the positive and the negative. She really is such a, I just love spending time with her. Her energy is infectious.
Yeah, follow her. There is stuff to be learned because this story was wild and she would be the first to tell you like, oh, a couple things were red flags that were easy to ignore, which is always the case for all of us. No shame. But we want to go through like takeaways at the end of these stories, even clearer than we already.
Yeah, new segment.
So takeaways.
New segment. Protect yourself in dating with these takeaways.
If you can think of a catchy name, let us know. My first one was that their first date was a hike that took 3 hours. That was hours away that he drove her to. Now, is that romantic? Sure. Is it Hawaii where everything's safe? Maybe. Could that wait till like date 3 or 4?
Definitely.
I think so. And it might be worth it for the moment she got that magic fairy tale moment of the love at first sight. But that also like set up a lot of blinders for kind of love bombing.
Yeah, true. That moment could have happened on a busy beach. So trust but verify. That's something we live by. Trust but verify. You got to be Googling your
Google
dates.
Google your dates.
Yeah. I don't want people to listen to this podcast and be afraid to date. You should be empowered with the information.
You should research. It's not stalking. It's utilizing your resources.
Yes. We all have Google. We all have Google and you should be using it. There's nobody that you should go on a date with that you are not Googling before you go on said date.
I agree. Even though I know we talk about delete me and there's obviously reasons for people to remove information.
Well, I'm not saying you should be able to find their address or their social security number, but you should be able to find something.
Right, but you should be able to verify their existence.
Google yourself. I want everyone to Google themselves and see what comes up. And that level of information, unless you're like a public figure, that level of information should come up if for your date. Like, you should be able to see their soccer team that they were on in high school.
Well, I can see Molly Biscar's LinkedIn, her IMDb, and then her bat mitzvah.
Exactly. I'm verifiable.
And verified. Jewish. Verified. I'm tough to verify because there's a clothing store with my same name, which actually sucks.
Right. It's hard when you have a really popular name, but that's when you put in Hannah Anderson podcast. You put in one thing that's like distinguishable. Hannah Anderson, Los Angeles.
If you guys like want to look up Hannah Anderson 5-minute stand-up comedy set, Flappers, mm-hmm. or
it will come
something,
up. Yeah.
You could do that.
I don't know if you want to watch that. I give her some views.
You know, if you have free time. It's whatever.
You should be able to find something. Trust but verify. Trust but verify. Do not go on a date with someone without Googling them. I swear to God, you guys. I love you all so much. Google them. Google them. They should be Googling you and you should Google them.
And you don't have to tell them.
No.
Yeah, they should Google you too.
Yes.
I also loved, I didn't love this for her sake, but I loved her fully having a stomach attack when she was with him and believing that was her body's response to this toxicity. And I get it.
It's true. No, I in high school actually had major stomach problems and they were like, I was like mystery diagnosis. They were like, is this cancer? Is this something crazy going on? It was anxiety. They put me on some Prozac and went right away. So really listen to your body. Your body can tell you a lot of stuff. I think her experience is probably more rare than others, but it happens.
Yeah.
And I think,
but you carry, it's not so much that your body is like, this boy, I'm allergic to him. But if you're carrying anxiety, like you said, you feel it in places. And
there's things that you might not be consciously picking up on that are making you uneasy. Like, she was picking up on red flags unconsciously that consciously she was not picking up on that were making her anxious. And she didn't know that that's what it was connected to. But her body was telling her something's not right because you're anxious all the time. And that's why your stomach hurts. And why is that?
The whole shoulder pain thing that I told her about. After that experience, I was so concerned about figuring out how to make sure that never happened again and how to trust those feelings, because what I realized is like, okay, I knew now that that worked and that hopefully will empower me in the future to be like, oh, if this is coming up in my body, I should listen to it. But I do think listening to it is the hardest part. It's like, you can know that the relationship is wrong. You can have it on a sign in your door and you still sometimes don't leave because it's so hard to leave. And I don't really know if I have the solution to that.
I think it's just listening. I mean,
being more aware and trusting your gut.
There was a lot of things like the Colorado thing that she was gaslit into thinking was not real. And you just need to be looking out for those red flags because they're things that are really easy to look past. Like, I was like, how is Jenna going to get past this FBI texting her thing when she found out right afterwards that it was not the FBI, that he was just going through her laptop? Like, how are you going to get past that? Like, how does this story continue? Well, it does make sense that if someone was just embarrassed that they went through
your text, they'd find a reason.
If I went through someone's text, I would be embarrassed to tell them. I might come up with a secret, find a reason that I would have gotten the information. Alex,
Wait, I'm sure everyone can relate to saying, this popped up on your screen. It's like, no, it didn't. You looked at it. Like, we've all done the thing where we're kind of doing a white lie. His just happened to be the FBI. Was it extreme? Sure.
Right. And that's very extreme. And that's what you need to be looking out for. I think also just lying in general. I mean,
she also, you know, when you're in love with somebody, it's easy to want to be in love with them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a common thing, it being so good, like it was so good in the beginning. She said over and over again, this was my dream guy.
I wanted the story
so badly to get back to that. Like, oh, we had this. It can happen again. And the story, it's also romantic. You want it to work out. So just like, don't want something to... I stayed in a relationship with a guy for 2 years because we met at summer camp. And I was like, that's a really cute story.
I just want that story for my grandkids and I'll put up with anything. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's hard. I think also him picking fights helped distracted her from the red flags because he kind of made her feel like she had to earn his approval a lot of times, where even if something was off for her, she might be like, well, I was texting my boyfriend and that really hurt him, or my ex-boyfriend and that really hurt him. So I'm really the one that's causing him to do X, Y, Z. You know, you can, without consciously thinking that, you can kind of rationally believe that over time. If somebody keeps making you feel like you have to come back and earn their love.
Well, also just not wanting to rock the boat. Like, this is weird, but I don't want to rock the boat. We just got good again and we're happy now. I'm just going to drop it because why would I mess things up again when we're good for the first time in a while? And then, you know. So trust your gut. Google everyone you date. Don't go hiking on a first date. Those are our takeaways. Well, happy 1 year anniversary.
Happy 1 year anniversary. I know we miss Mackenzie, but we'll be back next week. And let us know your favorite episodes. Join the Patreon. It's $5 a month. And there's extra bonus episodes if you want more. We do a live stream. We do conversations all the time in like the group chat.
There's lots of chatting about episodes.
Yeah, that's where the real sleuthies are discussing, are gabbing.
People have been in the group chat. There's a group chat on the Patreon, which is really fun. And people have been sending, someone just recently sent something about a guy that she's dating and getting our opinions on it. And that's so fun too. It's just like a real community there and it's fun to be a part of. And
we can trust that we all share the same kind of values because we all listen and we all want the same type of person. We love you. Totally. And Molly, do you know the email?
Yes. Yes. The email is investigate@thedatingdetectivespodcast.com.
Beautiful.
And you can also just click the link in the show notes here and send us your story. If you are a man, we'd love to hear your story. If you are a queer person, we'd love to hear your story. If you are polyamorous, we would love to hear your story. Send them in. We want all the stories, all the things. Also, if it is a friendship story, that's something we've really been looking for. Mm-hmm. If you got dogfished by a friend, send it to us. We know that that happens as well. We want to tell your story. This is not just romantic love. Dogfishes come in all forms. So send them in. And as long as I'm here, can I just give a couple notes for when you send emails that will make it
I love this. People? Okay, guys, okay. This is what our producer needs.
Okay, so if you're sending an email, it's really helpful if you put some description in the subject line. So saying just a little like, he had a wife in another state.
Oh, perfect. Or he said he was in the FBI, but was not.
Exactly. That's really helpful. And also, please don't email and say, my husband was cheating on me. Reach out for more information. I love you guys so much, but we get a million emails. And if that's the email, we might not be able to get back to you because there's so many we have to read through. And we can't do a back and forth until we read your story. So it doesn't have to be long. Just cliff note versions, bullet points. We love
that's
a bullet
amazing.
Point. Yes. Just give us a, if you does not have to be the whole story. You don't have to write us a novel. It can just be, give us a vibe for what happened to you. Give us the highlight reel. It's just very helpful. And if I haven't emailed you back and you sent your story, it's just because I'm the only one that reads the emails. And also, our intern, Kiva. Shout out to Kiva. We adore her. Shout out to Kiva. It's just the two of us. So as long as I'm here, I thought I'd say that if you haven't heard back from me, it's just because
we're getting to it.
My inbox gets a little hectic, but send a follow-up if you haven't heard back.
Wow. There really are so many housekeeping producer things.
Yeah, I've been meaning to say that to people. Yeah.
We loved having you and we'll see you all next week. And let us know your thoughts on this episode as always.
Yeah, follow us. Give us a 5-star rating. Tell a friend. Keep supporting the show, and as we grow, hopefully we can help more people.
Take us home with the tagline.
Trust your intuition.